Well, I grew up in New York, went to college in New York, went to India when I graduated in 1971, became a Buddhist monk, lived in Tibet, Nepal, Sikkim, Bhutan, India, studied with the Dalai Lama and his elder teachers. And in the late 80s, I was authorized as a Buddhist meditation teacher and master, a Lama. The Dalai Lama affectionately calls me the American Lama. So now I lead meditation retreats, speak, and provide spiritual, you know, counseling for people around the country and around the world.
You write in your book, The Big Questions, you write that at this point in your life, what is the meaning of life is not the right question, or in fact, it's a misleading question. The meaning of life must be discovered through living. Can you talk more about that?
Yes, well, that is one of the big questions, but it's a bit of a fallacious question. It just usually makes the mind spin. It's good when you're a teenager to ask that, but as we grow up, we need to be investing ourselves in life and engaging fully in life and, you know, with all of its joys and sorrows and finding out the meaning of it and the purpose of our lives for ourselves. And that's why I wrote this book, not to provide answers. Of course, in it, in each chapter, there are many so-called answers from the masters of the past, from the Bible, from Buddha and Socrates and Freud, up to today, to the Dalai Lama and others. The Dalai Lama, who says the meaning and purpose of life is happiness and to help others be happy. But we still have to find out whether that's the meaning and purpose of our own life, not just believe him. And so I'm giving some tools and techniques for how to find that out for oneself. And I found out why I'm here and where I'm coming from, where I'm going, and I hope you can find out too. And I believe we can all find that out.
Exactly, and that's, you know, the subtitle of the book, The Big Questions, is how to find your own answers to life's essential mysteries. So like you said, you're providing tools for people to try to find their own ways of making sense of their universe at this time of their life.
Yes, to see, for example, one of the big questions is what happens after we die, but not just that, where do we come from and where are we going? And who are we? Who am I? What is our true identity? What is the relation between oneself, you know, God and man, or oneself and the universe? How do we fit in? So this is the question of identity. This is a huge question, and I believe if we find out who and what we truly are, that answers most, if not all, of the genuine questions about God, reality, and the afterlife.
Well, let's talk about dying in the afterlife. You write that Tibetan Buddhism is widely acknowledged among religious scholars to have one of the most highly developed systems of thanatology, the science of death and dying. How does that help inform one's life, you know, being Buddhist and dealing with death?
Well, one of the first facts of life taught by Buddha was that life, everything is impermanent and all those who are born die. So keeping that in the forefront of our consciousness helps us to live more vividly, more in the present moment, more prioritizing what's important to us and not putting it off till later. And so many of us kill time and then we're just deadening ourselves. And later we regret that, what we missed out on in life. So it's very important to remember we're not going to be here forever and to look around and check it out for ourselves and see if it isn't true. Look at all the people we knew, the pets we've had, how the seasons turn, how the universe changes also, the planet, even the planets and the solar systems come and go. And so we have a bigger picture and we can live more vividly in the present and really care about ourselves and learn to love and accept ourselves and be grateful now for the life we're given, this beautiful and precious life that we have now, and not take it for granted until it's too late.